Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Like mysteries? Jessica Majors is the show for you. This one's a little scary, so make sure you're ready.
Pinna!
My name is Jessica Majors. I'm 11 years old, or 154 if you count all the years I've been dead. I don't, because how I feel is just plain 11. So, how did a ghost from 1875 end up here talking to you? It's a peculiar story. Funny thing about being dead, at first, you don't even know it.
Greetings and salutations, neighbors. It's your good buddy Ed broadcasting live from Curiosity, Maine, right here on Curiosity Radio. Whoa, you hear that? It's fixing to be a storm and a half out there tonight. Folks say there's something in the air. Of course, folks around here are always saying stuff like that. I guess you could say that as long as anyone can remember, this town has been, well, curious. Maybe it goes back to the great train crash of 1875. Though if you ask our mayor, the Honorable Joshua Wallace, he'll tell you Curiosity is a quiet, normal town where nothing unusual ever happens. But you and I know better, don't we? Be mindful of that storm, neighbors. In my opinion, something big is headed our way. Folks, stay curious.
What's the point of a graveyard fence? Ghosts can just walk through it anyway. Hey, Dad. I don't have much time. If Mom finds out I came here to your grave again after dark, she'll kill me. Well, not kill me, but is it a jinx to say that in a cemetery? But I had to talk to you. Henry's moving in tomorrow. Dahlia, too. And I don't want a new dad or a sister. I want you. Sorry if I hurt your feelings last time. Telling you Mom's getting married again? Or, I don't know. Maybe I told you hoping you'd get upset enough to maybe show up? All the spirit world stuff I'm studying says sometimes ghosts show up if they get disturbed, so I just want to see you. I miss you. Hello?
Shh.
Is someone there? Dad? I should go. Now I'm covered in mud. I've never noticed this grave before. Jessica Majors? 1864 to 1875. Majors, like me. And she was 11, like me.
Boo!
Ah!
Did we scare you, Lukey?
Yes! I mean, no, I'm not scared. What are you guys doing here?
Same as you, talking to ghosts in the rain.
You believe in ghosts too?
Yeah, love ghosts. Except the one on my hockey team. Puck goes right through it.
Hey, don't lean on Jessica's gravestone like that.
Ooh, Jessica. Is she your dead girlfriend, ghost boy?
Stop! No, she's not my...
Here, get a better look at your girlfriend.
What's the matter, ghost boy?
Oh my!
What is that? What's happening?
The grave! Light is so bright!
The ground is opening up!
I can't see! Run!
Get out of here!
Run!
Mama? Where am I? Mama hasn't closed up the house for the night. What? How did I get in? Mama? The house looks changed. Mama? Eli? What's happened to our home? Mama?
Who's there? Ah! Oh my gosh. A ghost!
What? Where?
I can't believe this.
Who are you? What are you doing inside my house?
Your house?
Were you going to bludgeon me with that baseball bat?
No. I don't know. I thought someone was breaking in.
Well, clearly you're the one trespassing. Leave my house immediately, or my older brothers will give you a mighty beating.
It's okay. I'm friendly. I've been hoping to see a ghost. Kind of obsessed, actually.
Please stop prattling on about ghosts. I ought not to even be talking to strange young men.
I'm not strange. I'm Luke, by the way. Did I say that? Luke Majors.
Majors? My name is Jessica Majors.
Jessica Majors? I know you! Yes! It makes sense now! I was at your grave when...
Did you just say my grave?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to just come out and say it like that.
I do not understand. Where is my family?
I think I am your family, Jessica. Like your great-great-great-great-something.
But where's my mother and my brothers? I must see them. And I ought to change my clothing. I was caught in a pill of a rainstorm.
But Jessica, your dress, it's not wet.
That's not possible.
I'm sorry to do this. Here, let me turn on the light. Look in this mirror.
I don't see me. I'm not there.
Jessica, you're a ghost.
No, I couldn't be. What is that noise?
That's my mom. I don't think she'll see you. You have to be sensitive to spirits to see ghosts.
Stop calling me a ghost.
Hey, you. Oh, crazy weather out there. Ed says something big's brewing.
Uh-huh.
You okay? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
No, I haven't.
You okay?
She truly can't see me. I'm a ghost.
You're soaking wet.
I do not have time for this. We must find my mother.
Give me a minute.
A minute?
To shower.
Luke, why are you ignoring me?
Are you okay, honey? Look, I know tomorrow's a big day for us.
Luke?
For our family. I told you 2017 is going to be a good year for us, and I meant
2017? Is that where I am?
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just tired.
And I am deceased. My family is missing. I must go find them.
Don't leave.
I'm not going anywhere,
No,
Luke.
Mom. I wasn't...
Look, I know this is a hard transition with Henry and Delia moving in. So go take that shower. I'll make you something to eat and we'll talk. Okay?
Jessica. Jessica. Where did she go?
That would make Mama 3, carry the 1, 182 years old. If I am a ghost, perhaps she is too. Perhaps she and my brothers are searching for me. What a creation!
A carriage with no horse?
Stop! I can't see! Stop! Please! It went through me. Right through me. I don't understand any of this. I don't want to be in 2017. I want to go home.
Attention, please. Sir, shut down the backhoe for just a moment. Mayor Wallace has an announcement. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Turner. Until further notice, this graveyard is closed to the public. Not a single soul is to be allowed in without my permission. All questions about the incident last night should be directed to my office. That is all.
Did you find the boys?
They're waiting for you, sir.
Hello, boys. I understand you were here in the graveyard last night.
No, we were
Don't
just...
Don't lie to me. What did you see?
We were following the ghost boy.
Ghost boy?
Luke Majors. Anyway, the ground, like, exploded, and there was this crazy blinding light that
it
shot out.
It was a storm.
No, Mayor Wallace, it was something from that grave.
It was a localized thunderstorm. Nothing more than some wind and rain. And if you say otherwise, you and your families will find your houses at the top of my demolition list. Now, do we understand each other?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Run along now, boys.
Turner, take me to the site of the disturbance.
It's over here, right near this old grave.
Jessica Majors died 1875. Bring me her death certificate and whatever else you can find on this girl.
You want me to investigate what happened here?
No, just tell my son Abbott I need to see him. And get this grave covered up.
Luke, wake up!
Ugh, Jessica, you came back!
It's long about time you woke up. It's nearly 7 o'clock. By now, I would have been awake for hours performing my chores.
Where did you go last night? Did something happen?
Did something happen? I died almost 150 years ago.
I meant last night after you disappeared.
I wandered into town. There were machines in the sky and a carriage with no horse, and bright lights raced directly through me.
I'm gonna guess the flying thing is an airplane, and it sounds like you were hit by a car.
I need your help, Luke. I may be a ghost, but I know nothing about them. Us. You've purported to be an expert.
Well, I don't know if I'd call myself an expert, but I've been learning as much as I can about ghosts since my dad died.
Oh.
Good morning.
Mom, knock. I could be naked.
Or conversing with the spirit world.
Sorry. Henry just called from the road. He and Delia will be here by dusk.
Great.
Please help me make her feel welcome, Luke. Curiosity, Maine is a long way from New York City.
3 days by steam train.
I know this is a big change for you, too, but she's going to be your sister soon.
Stepsister.
I'm just saying, at least you get to stay in the home you've always known.
Not if Mayor Wallace kicks us out.
Let me worry about Joshua Wallace.
Kicks you out?
Today when Delia arrives, just be nice.
Tell that to her. She treats me like I'm invisible.
Welcome to my world.
Hear that, Dad?
Don't worry, baby girl. This moving van has a lot of miles on it. Things rattle.
No, I mean, all I hear is the van. Nothing else. We're moving to a state where they sucked out all the sound.
Maine has sounds, just different ones. It'd be nice to get away from the honking horns and the sirens.
I like horns and sirens.
Hey, get your hand off the horn.
What do they do here? Go fishing? Knit stuff? Are there even any other black people in Maine?
Dahlia.
I wanted to stay with Mom.
Your mom and I both think this move will be good for you.
Just because you left Mom.
Now, you know that's not what happened. Sometimes people get married and they love each other and it still doesn't always work out.
How romantic. Did you mention that when you proposed to Terry?
Turn on the radio, find a local station.
I'm not gonna have any friends in Maine. No one's gonna get me.
Turn on the radio.
Folks, remember that erupting grave the mayor's office says was a falling tree?
Leave it.
Well, I called up Fred, our local tree removal guy, and he hasn't picked up any trees from the Curiosity Graveyard. Ugh. I'd say that's mighty curious.
I think I like Maine better with the sound sucked out.
To get back inside, Mom. I have something important I'm dealing with.
They're pulling up now. Wave and smile.
Hey there. We made it.
Oh, Henry, hi. Oh, Dahlia, love the sunglasses.
Dahlia.
Welcome home.
Gee, thanks, Terry. Dad, it looks like a haunted house.
Luke?
Hey, Dahlia. I got stuff I gotta go do in my room, but I can show you yours first.
Don't bother. I'll find it on my own.
Okay, I'm done, Mom. You said I had to be nice. I was nice. She wasn't.
How was I not nice?
Dahlia. Luke, I could use a hand unloading the boxes. I got you a great book on ghost hunting.
Mom, you told Henry?
That you like learning about the supernatural? Yes, I didn't think it was a secret.
It has nothing to do with Henry. The ghost stuff is about Dad and me. I'm going to my room.
I'm sorry, you guys. Luke misses his dad. He has good days and bad days. It's not an excuse.
It's okay. These are big changes for all of us. We'll just keep figuring it out together.
Did you two have a nice drive up, Dahlia?
Super! We chatted about how people get married and then it all falls apart. Right, Dad?
Dahlia.
Off to find my room. It's the one with all the cobwebs. Right?
That went well.
Much smoother than I thought.
I always liked being out here by the lake when the sun set over the water. Drinking your tea, Mama. We didn't have tea gowns like the richer folk in town. But I didn't mind. We didn't need much. 2017 is nothing like 1875. They have devices for everything. Waking up, cleaning teeth, drying hair. They even have a machine called Alexa they ask about the weather. Families are different now, too. I've become acquainted with our... I'd suppose you'd call them our descendants. Luke is 11 years old like me. He lost his papa, too. Luke said he's going to help me find you, Mama, and the boys. And perhaps we can even find Papa. I would give anything to meet him.
This is worse than I thought. Can you believe my mom told Henry about my ghost stuff?
Your mother knows about me?
No, about how I've been studying up on ghosts, trying to contact my dad.
Well, I'm grateful you're so knowledgeable about the subject. It's high time we go full chisel finding your father in my family.
Did you say full chisel?
Yes, we have to go the whole hog.
We'll work on updating your language.
What matter does it make? No one can hear me or see me.
About that, they can hear me, Jessica. So when my mom or other people are around, I need you to be a little more patient.
Someone's coming.
It's Dahlia, my stepsister, or soon-to-be stepsister.
Should I hide behind you?
Sure, but no way she'll see you.
Lovely.
Dahlia, hi, what are you doing here?
I had to get out of that house. It was giving me the creeps.
So you came out here to insult me?
Ew. It's like Blair Witch Project out here, or Cabin in the Woods, or every other movie where the black kid gets killed first.
So go back inside.
No way! How old is that House of Horrors anyway?
How dare you! With his bare hands, my granddaddy—
Oh my god, what is that?
You can see me?
I can see through it.
How can you see ghosts? Only people sensitive to spirits can see them, and you are so not sensitive.
Just get that thing out of here, Luke.
Watch your tongue. I am not a thing.
Her name's Jessica.
I don't care. Make it go away.
This was my house first, Missy. You only just arrived here. You go away.
I'm getting my dad.
And what will you tell him? What if he can't see her, like my mom? He'll think you're making it up,
Luke,
to leave Maine, or that you're crazy.
Luke.
What?
That rowboat. How is it moving?
The oars are rowing themselves.
Let's get out of here.
Wait, it's taking shape.
You.
Me?
I followed you out of the portal.
You followed me?
I'm the first, but soon there'll be more. Many more will be unleashed.
He's coming right toward us.
What shall we do?
Get away from us, ghost!
I think he's gone.
Dahlia!
If you say anything, I'll deny it. You'll look crazy.
Dahlia! Luke! Everything
he
okay?
He can't see me, Dahlia.
Fine, Dad. I'm coming inside.
Just for the record, I was right about Maine.
Luke, what is a portal?
It's a momentary tear in the universe when ghosts can get out. Your grave must have become a portal when you came through.
But if that hole in the ground is a way to get to my family, then I'm going back to the graveyard.
Wait, I'm going with you.
Still no comment on the graveyard incident from Mayor Wallace, who was holed up in his office and no doubt very busy on his plans to redevelop our beloved Curiosity.
Well,
Mayor Wallace, your son is here.
Ah, send him in.
Hey.
Hello, Abbott.
You want to tell me what this is about?
Abbott, I need you to find out exactly what happened in that graveyard last night.
I'm not your personal Ghostbuster. I just want to go to school and be a kid like everybody else.
You need to remember that when people see you, they see the mayor's 13-year-old son. That carries certain responsibilities. And yes, one of those is helping me protect Curiosity from them.
Them.
The disturbance happened near the gravestone of an 11-year-old girl named Jessica Majors.
Now you're afraid of 11-year-old girls?
Who said I'm afraid? Abbott, listen to me. That gaping hole in the graveyard, find whatever came out of there so I can get rid of it.
Fine.
That's weird.
What?
The gate's open.
I despise graveyards. I always have.
You'd think that'd change when, you know.
It's become worse, because now I can see ghosts, and I suspect they are not all as good-natured as yours truly.
Ground's still wet.
How often do you come to this place, Luke?
Not much. Well, sometimes. Okay, a lot. This is my dad, here. Hey, Dad. Red Sox played great last night.
What is it? Is there a ghost?
No. Look.
Your family's graves. They're all here. Your mom. Four brothers.
It looks as if they have lived long lives. That makes me glad, son. My papa.
He died the year you were born?
I never met him.
How did he?
He went off to fight in the war between the states when Mama was pregnant with me.
The Civil War? Wow. Oh, no.
What is it, Luke?
Your grave.
They covered it back up with earth? Does that mean I cannot get to my family?
I don't think that's the way to get to them anyway. From everything I've read, there are three realms. The now, the beyond, and the in-between.
And we are in the now.
Yes. The beyond is where most spirits go when their bodies die.
And the beyond, that's where you believe my family to be?
Yes. They lived long lives, died naturally. There has to be a really big reason for them not to move on.
Like me, being trapped here. So, what is the in-between? Tell me!
I don't know exactly. The books say no ghost will speak of it. I think you're lucky not to remember.
If my family is in the beyond, how shall I get there?
I don't know. But I think if you're here in the now, it's because you have unfinished business.
Unfinished business?
Something you have to fix in this world. Something wrong.
Then let us find out what it is and fix it so I can go home.
That might not be so easy, Jessica. Some ghosts get stuck for a long time.
Stuck in 2017? For how long?
Sometimes, forever.
More ghosts!
Where's that coming from?
Who are you? What do you want?
Excited to hear what happens next? Binge the full season on Pinna. Then check out other weird, wild podcasts like Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, and creepy, spooky audiobooks like Goosebumps, all on Pinna. Find it on the App Store or Google Play.
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Pinna to listen to all the episodes, plus a ton of other awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and more. With content added daily, there is always something new to discover. Go to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.fm to start a free trial today.